Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. We're about ready for basketball as the Clemson team being introduced. They have doused the lights here. And the Lady Tigers are coming out. They'll be in the home whites, trimmed in Clemson orange, while Middle Tennessee will be in the navy blue road uniforms, trimmed in gray and white. Middle Tennessee 9-3, Clemson 7-5. The wins for Clemson this year have been over Wofford, South Florida on the road, and we know that team, Radford, North Florida. They also defeated South Carolina State and defeated North Carolina Greensboro, and in the Las Vegas tournament won one of three games there. The win was over Creighton. The losses to the home team, Nevada, Las Vegas, and Oregon State. They are 7-5, and here at Little John Coliseum, 4-3. Away, they are 3-2. Middle Tennessee, 9-3, 2-2 at home, 7-1 on the road for Coach Rick Ensel's team. As they bring the lights back up, maybe I can see if I made any mistakes on that schedule. I think we got it all right. Our first half tonight, or today, brought to you by Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. Fun for all ages. And we are set to play. Ebony Rowe jumping with 6'3", Jamison Myers, and the tip controlled by Clemson. They'll bring it into the front court. Their point guard takes it into the corner, inside to the post player, who drops it out of bounds as Lindsay took the ball to the left baseline, bounced it into Jamison Myers. She couldn't handle it. Now Clemson is going to press as the Raiders inbound the ball to Kiki Stewart, across to Ebony Rowe. Back to China now. Raiders trying to attack off the press. Now it'll go back to Shanice Kaysen as they set it up and look at a zone defense. Kiki Stewart at the foul line loses it, but China now saves it. Plenty of time left on the shot clock. Now they switch and go man-to-man. The ball to China Dow. Inside Ebony Rowe. Out to Kiki for a three that's off the mark. Rebound China Dow. Spins up with a shot and scores. China Dow gets the Raiders on top 2-0. Putting in the missed shot from three-point range by Kiki Stewart. Here's Lindsay. And Kiki Stewart steps in front of Jamison Myers. Intercepts the bounce pass and the Raiders bring it down. Here's Kaysen in the front court. Middle Tennessee going left to right as we view it here at Little John Coliseum. Olivia Jones to Ebony Rowe. Back to Olivia. Three in the air. That one rims out. Rebound. Kiki Stewart. Good. Kiki with a follow-up. The Raiders have had two offensive rebounds, two putbacks, and lead it 4-0. And quickly a timeout taken by Clemson coach Audra Smith, as she didn't like the direction the first minute of play, minute and a half of play was going. We'll keep it right here and remind you that MTSU Online offers five different types of online courses. Online classes might be very different than you think. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com, a world of possibilities. Clemson, I don't think they made any changes in their lineup. It remains the same. It'll be Lindsay to bring it down. Point guard, 5'6", junior. Works in the front court. Raiders man-to-man. There's a ball dropped and almost knocked away. Back it comes to Lindsay. Lindsay backs it up. They'll send Dixon through. Lindsay now works to the right wing. Starts to break down the baseline. Feeds the pass out to Gramlich. Out it goes to Dixon, fires up a three in desperation and hits it. Nikki Dixon with a three as the shot clock was running out, and that happens so often. 4-3 Middle Tennessee. China Dow inside, Olivia Jones, Kiki Stewart up with the shot, no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe, put it on the floor and apparently lost it off her foot. The ball's going to go to Clemson as the Lady Tigers, as they are known here, will bring it down. Brian Brunette, Timothy Bryant, and Ron Lettington are our game officials. Lindsay working out front. Lindsay takes it on a high post to Chancey Dunn. Ball knocked free and picked up by Kaysen. Raiders with a steal. Kaysen out on the left wing. Kicks it in the corner. Olivia Jones inside. Ebony Rowe back to Kiki Stewart. That's going to go back over the center line and be an over and back violation. Ball just got by Kiki as Ebony Rowe was trying to go inside out to Kiki Stewart. It'll be Clemson's ball. They'll inbound it right in front of us here. Clemson, a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Checking in, Lakin Leonard, 5'10 senior, in the lineup now for China Dow. Out front, Lindsay backs it up on the dribble, lost the dribble. Gets it over now to Chancey Dunn. Dunn guarded by Jones. Knocked it free. Loose ball picked up by Dixon. Dixon drives in the lane, kicks in the corner, and that will be a charge on Dixon. And I must tell you, I did not see who took the charge, but it's going to be Raiders ball in the back court. Shanice Kaysen will inbound to Olivia Jones. Raiders leading 4-3. Ball coming across to Ebony Rowe, stops at the foul line, shovels it back to Kaysen, drives it to the right baseline, puts up a shot, and she's fouled by Lindsay. So Shanice will go to the line to shoot two. Both of the Raiders' baskets have been on offensive putbacks, one by China Dow, the other by Kiki Stewart. And Shanice will try to cash in at the free throw line here with a 17-11 to play in the first half. Number one, good. Kaysen, 66% at the free throw line. Raiders lead it 5-3. Second shot for Shanice, good again. 6-3, Middle Tennessee. Here with a basketball in front court, Lindsay. Into the corner, out to Jamison Myers, over to Dixon. Comes left, driving through with a shot, overshot it and missed it. Olivia Jones rebounds, loses it. It's picked up by Dixon. She'll drive for a layup, missed that. Followed up, no good. And that should be a foul on Jamison Myers. She was on Kiki Stewart's back on the rebound. I don't see it. It is on Jamison Myers. She'll come out, and a new 6'3 post player will come in, who is Petaway. So Petaway in the lineup as the Raiders bring it down. Kiki Stewart holding in front court to Kaysen. 6'3, Middle Tennessee leading. Kaysen backs it up, feeds to Lakin Leonard on the left wing. Inside Ebony Road, triple teamed and fouled as the ball was knocked free. They can take their pick. I think the foul was on Petaway. We're going to check these fouls when we get our first stat sheet because you can't hear the PA and the scores table across the way. Olivia Jones from three, and she knocks it down. Olivia Jones connecting from long range, and the Raiders lead it 9-3 with a basketball. And we got a foul on the Raiders here. Dunn cutting across the top of the key. And again, there's the pass intercepted on the inbounds by Kaysen, but recovered. And now scrapboard, Ebony Rowe tying up with Clemson's, number 12, Petaway on the alternate possession. The Raiders get it out of bounds in the front court. Olivia Jones to Kaysen. Middle Tennessee leading 9-3 with the basketball. Olivia Jones cross court, Lakin Leonard. Leonard has the ball knocked free, loses it out of bounds. Got bumped pretty good by Dixon, but no call there. And Clemson will take it. With aggressive defensive play, the ball will come into Lindsay. We should have a media timeout with the next dead ball as Lindsay works on a high post to Petaway. Puts it on the floor, backs in against Kiki Stewart. Double team by Jones, ball knocked free. A good double team by Kiki Stewart and Olivia Jones forced the turnover. Kaysen in front court, works to Kiki Stewart. looking inside for Ebony Rowe as they play zone. Clemson expected to play a lot of zone today. Lake and Leonard out to Kiki. Left side's a bad pass, lazy pass, intercepted by Lindsay, who's going to take it to the hoop and miss. Follow-up good by Dunn. Lindsay missed an open layup. Dunn got the follow-up. 9-5, Middle Tennessee. Raiders bring it down. In front court, Kaysen working out near the center circle and guarded by Lindsay. Bounces to Lake and Leonard on the left wing. Lakin takes a look. High post, Kiki Stewart. Right side, Olivia Jones into Ebony. Double team, shoots and misses, but is fouled on the shot. And she will go to the line. Foul is on Petaway. We'll have the media timeout with 14:57 remaining here in the first half. With timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 9, Clemson 5. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
Blue Raiders, are your finances taking too many hits? Let Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, get you back in the game. Ascend has low-rate credit cards, auto loans, mobile account access, and much more. Not an Ascend member? If you're an MTSU student or employee, you're eligible to join. Visit ascendfcu.org for more information.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, if your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
The Women's Final Four is headed to Nashville, Music City. This is your chance to witness all the fast-paced hoops up close, along with live concerts, basketball clinics, and free giveaways at the most exciting fan experience of the year. It's never too early to start planning. The 2014 NCAA Women's Final Four, April 6th and 8th at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. For ticket and event information, visit ncaa.com/womensfinalfour.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Raiders leading 9-5, and we'll have two free throws coming from Ebony Rowe. I'm going to check the Clemson fouls for you. Jamison Myers with one, Lindsay with one, Gramlich with one, Dixon with one, and Petaway with one. I had Petaway with two, so we'll change that. And the Middle Tennessee fouls, Olivia Jones, and that is the only foul called on the Raiders so far. Ebony Rowe misses the first off the front of the rim. Raiders 3 out of 6, 1 out of 3 from three-point range. Now 2 of 3 at the line. Clemson 2 out of 7, 1 of 1 from three-point range. Ebony's second free throw good. And it's a 10-5 Middle Tennessee lead as Clemson brings it down. Lindsay in front court. Feeds over on the right side to Dixon. Dixon guarded by Lauren March, who's just checked in. Kicks it back to Dunn. Chancey Dunn. Olivia Jones on her. Dunn has picked up her dribble. She needs to get rid of the ball. Throws to Hamlich. Comes down the left wing. Overshot it there. And Ebony Rowe with the rebound. So Gramlich missed the jumper. And she is their dangerous three-point shooter. However, that time she was about 12 feet from the basket. Shanice Kaysen in front court for the Raiders, who lead it 10-5. Kaysen around a screen from Lauren March. Comes all the way. Shot blocked. And she is fouled there by And once again, I just cannot pick up the fan. They don't put them on the scoreboard here. Shanice is going to go to the line with two shots. And the first one good. Dixon is out along with Gramlich. Coming in number 20, Galliard. And I think Jamison Myers came back in. Shanice misses the second. Raiders lead it 11-5. Clemson brings it down. Dunn out on the left wing. Out front, Petaway to Jamison Myers. Back to Petaway. Backs it up off the glass and scores. So Clemson got their big line of 2-6-3 post players in there now. 11-7. Raiders quickly down the court. Lauren March misses a reverse layup, trying to score in transition. Clemson rebounds. And Dunn into the front court for the Lady Tigers. Out to Jamison Myers. Myers comes back to Lindsay. 13:35 to play in the first half. 11-7 Middle Tennessee. Lindsay breaks left of the lane. Back across the top of the key. Back to the right wing. Still on the dribble. Puts it on the floor. Drives through. Shoots it off the glass. No good. Somebody got a hand and partially blocked it. Raiders run. Lake and Leonard coming for a layup. Puts it up and she is fouled. No problem seeing that one. That was Jordan Galliard who just came in, committing her first foul, and Lakin Leonard to the free throw line. 13-17 left. Two shots for the 5'10 senior out of Whitleyville, Tennessee, and Jackson County High School. Lakin's first one up there and in. 70% free throw shooter on the year, and we'll have one more. 12-7 Middle Tennessee. Kiki Stewart back in. And Lauren March is out for the Raiders. Lakin sets for a second free throw, knocks it home. Good job at the line. 13-7, the Raiders lead. Into front court, Chelsea Lindsay, their point guard, guarded by Kaysen. Those two are going to have a pretty good matchup all day, I think. Right wing to Dunn. Pick from Jamison Myers. Rolls off the screen, and they tried to hit her rolling to the basket on a pick and roll and threw it over her head and out of bounds. So the Raiders will take it on the turnover. And this is a Clemson team that does not turn the ball over much. They average 16 a game. But they piled up some turnovers early. Here's Kaysen working on the left wing around a Kiki Stewart screen. Lost the dribble. Picked up by Dunn. Dunn coming back into the front court for Clemson. Looks like she wants to take it all the way. Instead, in the corner, Galliard almost walked. Guarded by Lake and Leonard. Galliard flips it on a post to Petaway. Comes across the lane. Ebony Rowe deflects it, knocks it free, has it, and is pushed and fouled. Jamison Myers picks up her second foul. And the Raiders are already in the 1-1. Seventh team foul. So Ebony Rowe to the line, shoots 1-1. Ebony is 1 of 2 at the line in this ballgame. 12:32 to play. First half. Foul shot, Ebony. Good. That earns her the bonus. 14-7 Middle Tennessee. One more for the 6'1 senior up there. Good. That is point number 2,000 in her career for Ebony Rowe. She doesn't keep up with all the numbers, but we do. And congratulations to Ebony for reaching the 2,000 point play. Only the third player in history of this program to do that. Clemson with the ball. They lose it as breaking down the baseline, Dunn tried to throw a pass to the opposite corner and it hit the bottom of the backboard. And the Raiders will take it. Janae Brinkley has checked in for the Raiders for Olivia Jones. Here's Shanice Kaysen working in front court. Kaysen works on the left wing to Brinkley. Janae puts it on the floor. Back to Kaysen. Shanice guarded out there now by Dunn as Lindsay's come out of the game. Into Kiki Stewart in the lane. Fakes. Goes to the hoop. No good. Rebound Petaway. Kiki's momentum took her to the floor. Here's a steal by Kaysen. Kaysen breaking into the open court. Guarded by Gramlich. Shoots the layup and is fouled. She'll go to the line. Gramlich will pick up her second foul. And Shanice Kaysen will go to the line to shoot two as we come to the second media timeout. 11:44 remaining here in the first half. With timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 15, Clemson 7. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Contact DeJuan Buford in Brentwood, Bill Hayes in Smyrna, and Andy Womack in Murfreesboro.
Craig Culver on Culver's fresh, never frozen, 100% Midwest-raised beef.
Since day one, we've used fresh beef produced right here in the U.S.
Who knew?
It's what gives all of our Butterburgers their legendary taste.
But Craig, wouldn't frozen be easier?
Frozen beef loses moisture and flavor. Fresh beef is more flavorful.
So to all you true burger lovers out there,
come on in for the Culver's Deluxe. It's a Butterburger at its best. Welcome to Delicious.
Brought to you by Culver's of Murfreesboro, proud partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
Santa here. So I've been hearing that some of you feel that you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas. Well, you probably should have asked for a new Ford vehicle. Oh, but don't you pout. It's not too late to get what you really want, because Prancer tells me that the final days of the Ford Dream Big Sales event are going on now. See, before the elves went on vacay, they told me that this is the last chance of the year to get great deals on Ford's exciting lineup of fuel-efficient vehicles. Oh, but you better fly into your local Ford dealer soon, because it all ends January 2nd. Santa out.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Janice Kaysen to the line. Time for today's Aflac trivia question. First free throw is missed. Aflac provides supplemental insurance for individuals and groups to help pay benefits your major medical insurance doesn't cover. Contact Luke Copeland for more information on Aflac Insurance or beginning a career with Aflac. Today's Kaysen's second free throw good. What other Blue Raider players have scored 2,000 or more points in their career? That's the Aflac trivia question. We'll give you the answer at the next media timeout. Here's Lindsay working outside against Caroline Warden, who's going to be charged with one of those hand check fouls. Caroline picks up the first foul. Only the second foul on the Raiders in the game. Clemson has helped us out with 9 personal fouls. The ball into Lindsay. Started by Caroline Warden out front. Lindsay just came back in the game. Janice Kaysen getting a breather. Around a double high screen. Lindsay comes right, gives to Gramlich, fires up a jumper and misses, and Lakin Leonard has the rebound. We'll give it to Warden, and the Raiders bring it down, leading by a score of 16-7. The 9-point lead is the Raiders' largest of the game. Kiki Stewart, Ebony Rowe, under the basket, knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Raiders will get it on the out-of-bounds play under their basket as Caroline Warden will key it in. Here's the out-of-bounds play into Ebony Rowe. Spots up a 15-footer, misses, and the rebound comes off in the hands of Jamison Myers. Lindsay in the front court for the Lady Tigers. Out to Jamison Myers. Lob inside. Petaway misses the shot. Ebony Rowe there to rebound. Flips it over to Caroline Warden, who'll bring it down. Caroline pushes it hard into the front court. Lindsay there to meet her. Comes on the right wing to Lakin Leonard. Lakin comes out front to Ebony Rowe. Works it right wing. Olivia Jones. One dribble and back out front to Warden. Caroline back near the center line. Back to Ebony Rowe on the right wing. 5 to shoot. Coming right. Caroline Warden drives the lane. Loses it. Shot clock violation. And the ball will go to Clemson. Caroline was trying to negotiate into the lane to pick up a last-second shot, fighting the clock, and lost the ball. China Dow, Shanice Kaysen back in. Warden and Lakin Leonard are out for Middle Tennessee, 16-7. Raiders leading with 10:20 to play in the first half. Here's Lindsay to bring it down. Lindsay works right. Stops at the wing, gives to Jamison Myers, out front to Gramlich. Now back to Lindsay. China Dow guarding Gramlich. Lindsay going to fire up a 17-footer and score. Lindsay, who doesn't shoot that much, knocked that one in, and it's 16-9, Middle Tennessee. Kaysen in front court. Kaysen comes bouncing left wing to China Dow. Screen from Kiki Stewart. Top of the key, China. Back to Kiki. 4-3. That one's overshot. And the rebound saved by Ebony Rowe. Back out to Kaysen it goes. Coming to the right side. Around a screen from Kiki Stewart. Skip pass into Ebony. Back to Kiki. Tries three again. Got that one. Kiki Stewart with a three. Raiders lead it 19-9, opening up a double-digit lead here in the first half. Lindsay to Petaway. Jumping 17-footer out there is no good. And the rebound taken by China Dow. Pushes the dribble hard into the front court. Tries to feed ahead to Ebony Rowe. It's intercepted by Petaway. And a foul in the backcourt on Olivia Jones, who was trying to steal the ball. So Olivia gets her second foul, only the third team foul against Middle Tennessee. Lakin Leonard for China Dow in the Raider lineup. And coming back in, Dunn for Jamison Myers for Clemson. 19-9, the Raiders lead it with 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Lindsay works in the front court. Lindsay with the ball on the floor. Brings Petaway outside the three-point line. Gives it to her over to Dixon, also at long range. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to Dunn. Dunn hooks it inside. And a ball knocked free. Who knocked that ball free? Lakin Leonard spiked for it. And it's going to be a held ball. Will go back to Clemson. But good aggressive defense by Lakin Leonard. Just broke up that play, which was intended to go to the post. They'll put it in play where? No, it's going to be the Raiders' ball. I thought it was Clemson's ball on the possession, and I believe it is. So they're about to hand it to Olivia Jones to throw in, but no, that was wrong. It's Clemson's ball on the alternate possession. So the Tigers have it under their basket. Out of bounds play as it will be Dixon getting it in play to Lindsay. Out on the right wing. Squares it up, gives to Gramlich. Left side, Dixon fires up a three that's very short. Air ball taken by Kiki Stewart to Kaysen. Down to Jones. Inside, her pass knocked out of bounds by an alert Paige or Nikki Dixon, as Ebony Rowe was going to be wide open if that ball had settled in her hands, but it did not. Kaysen will inbound deep in the left corner. Olivia Jones for three. That's short off the rim. Rebound tipped out front. Ebony Rowe gathers it in. She just always seems to be where the ball is. Out to Kaysen. Olivia Jones, cross court, Lakin Leonard. Puts it on the floor, drives through the lane. Off the glass, she scores. Aggressively, Lakin Leonard taking it to the hole. It is 21-9, Middle Tennessee. Here's Dixon out to Lindsay. Lindsay working out front, guarded by Kaysen. They set a double high post. Lindsay goes to the left wing. They rotate Petaway in low, give it in the left corner to Dixon. Ebony Rowe out guarding Dixon. Pass out to Lindsay. Shot clock's under 10. Lindsay has the ball knocked free and stolen by Ebony Rowe. Coming on a one-on-one with Lakin Leonard. Lays it up and scores and gets her first basket of the game. 23-9, Middle Tennessee, as the Raiders go up by 14. Here's Lindsay to bring it down. 7:28 to play. Should have a media timeout, the next dead ball. Lindsay penetrates into the circle. On the wing to Dixon for three. Hit the rim, fell through. Got a nice bounce that time. That's her second three-pointer. 23-12, Middle Tennessee. In front court, Kiki Stewart works it over to Olivia Jones. Olivia out on the left side deep, puts it on the floor, drives to the basket, shoots the layup and overshot it. And the ball out of bounds to the Tigers. Media timeout, 6:56 to play here in the first half. With timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 23 and Clemson 12. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Ever notice why some people seem to never get sick, or why some people seem to age gracefully? The reason is a healthy lifestyle. Come visit us at Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop for all of your healthy needs. We have grocery items, vitamins, herbs, sandwich, deli, and juice bar. Sunshine has been in business for over 24 years and continues to serve the community with quality, healthy products. You name it, we have it at Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop at 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Ford of Murfreesboro is your one stop for your next vehicle. They have over 5,600 vehicles available, starting as low as $5,595. If you work all week and don't have time to shop for your next car on the weekday, don't worry. Ford of Murfreesboro is open all weekend long. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. We'll give you the best deal in town.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Coliseum, our Aflac trivia question. The other two Lady Raiders who have scored 2,000 or more points in their career, Priscilla Robinson, second on the list with 2,009, and Kim Webb, the all-time leading scorer. She's got a bunch, over 2,100, I think. So that is the answer to your Aflac trivia question.
Aflac!
Out on the wing, this is Dixon. She's hit a couple of threes. Over to Gramlich. She is a dangerous three-point shooter. Guarded by Lake and Leonard. Drives it to the baseline. Jumps, no good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Dixon. Kicks it cross-court to Gramlich. Out front to Lindsay. Raiders leading 23-12. Lindsay, a spin move and a hand check on Kaysen will be her first. Team foul number four. Clemson has committed nine. Raiders right now 6 of 15 from the field. Clemson 5 of 16. Ball coming in play. Into the backcourt it goes. Lindsay will scamper back there to pick it up. High post. Dunn feeds in the lane, and it's intercepted by Lake and Leonard. She threw it over Jamison Myers, who at 6'3 is kind of hard to get it over her. The ball to Kaysen out front. Raiders leading by 11. Kaysen on the left wing to Lake and Leonard. Inside, Kiki Stewart backs in, turns, fires the shot. Called for a travel. Ball went in, will not count. And the Raiders will bring it down. Here's Lindsay. Works on the right wing to Dunn. Cross-court pass. Almost intercepted. Goes to Lindsay. Spin move. Turnaround jump shot is good by Lindsay. Her second basket. 23-14. Raiders by nine. Kaysen works in front court. 5.5 minutes to play in the first half of the game. Out it goes to Kiki for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Dunn will bring it down. Dunn may take it all the way. Does. Misses the layup. Rebounded up and good by Jamison Myers. Back-to-back baskets will make it 23-16, and the Raiders' lead cut to 7. Kaysen in front court. Comes bouncing left to Janae Brinkley. Into Ebony Rowe. Puts it on the floor. Skip pass out to Kiki Stewart. Out front to Kaysen. Ball fake. And fouled there by 15, Jamison Myers. That'll be three on her. And at the line for two, Shanice Kaysen as the Raiders end the double bonus now. 4:55 remaining in the first half. Shanice with a free throw, bouncing good. 5 points for Shanice, all at the free throw line. Olivia Jones back in. And Janae Brinkley out, 24-16. One more for the junior guard. And China Dow back in for Lakin Leonard. Lakin's had some good minutes on the floor. Just under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Shanice knocks them both down. 25 16. Middle Tennessee back to a 9-point lead. Dixon gets it on the post to Petaway. In the corner to Lindsay. Fires up a three that's too long. Rebound, China Dow. China will shovel it off to Kaysen, who'll bring it down. Across to Olivia Jones. Back to Kaysen. Clemson man-to-man defensively. They'll feed it to China Dow on the left wing. Out to Kiki Stewart. Looking inside, Ebony Rose just been covered up inside. Here's Olivia breaking down. Opposite corner, China Dow for three, and she knocks the bottom out. China Dow with a three. 28-16. Raiders back to a 12-point lead. On the three-pointer by the freshman, China Dow. Out front, Petaway puts it on the floor, gives it to Dixon. Dixon, little head fake and a drive, scores. China Dow took a charge, but they didn't blow the whistle either way on that one, so give it to Dixon. 28-18, Middle Tennessee. Kaysen in front court. Kaysen on the dribble, tries to penetrate. Lindsay won't let her in there. Back to Dow. Out to Kiki Stewart in the corner. Olivia misses, and the rebound to China Dow. Back out to Kaysen with a fresh shot clock. Back to China on the right wing. Starts to come in, shoots it off the glass, scores, count it, and she's fouled. China Dow to the free throw line, and the foul is on Gramlich, and that's three on her. It is 30-18. And one free throw coming for China Dow after this media timeout with 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. With timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 30, Clemson 18. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread. Sing out for freshness and for flavor too. Bunny Bread brings it home to you. Bread like you like it for your hungry crew. Baked every day, the Lewis way. Take home a bunny when you shop for bread. That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Every night, so many local children are without a bed to sleep in. Their only dream is a better place to dream. At Ashley Furniture Home Store, we're dedicated to do our share to help these children through our Beds for Kids program. A portion of every mattress sold goes toward bringing new beds to the children who need them. We want all children to have a place to learn, laugh, dream, and hope. Get a Beds for Kids application at oneparentonedream.org or your local Ashley Furniture Home Store.
The free mobile banking app from First Tennessee makes your smartphone even smarter. With convenient features like mobile deposit, mobile bill pay, and mobile transfer, you'll wonder how you ever bank without it. In fact, having all those tools at your fingertips can even help you manage your money more efficiently. Take good care of your money and get a special bonus when you open a new First Tennessee checking account and use free mobile banking and direct deposit. Find the account that's right for you at ftb.com/mobilebank. Mobile deposit is subject to eligibility requirements. Check with your wireless carrier as data usage charges may apply.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back to Little John Coliseum here in Clemson, South Carolina. Middle Tennessee leading 30-18 with a free throw coming. Ashley Furniture Home Stores is giving you a chance to be at the Conference USA Basketball Tournament in March. One winner and a guest will win airfare, hotel, and tickets to the 2014 Conference USA Men's and Women's Basketball Championship in El Paso, Texas. The winner will be announced March 1. Register online at GoBlueRaiders.com. Raiders are 11 of 14 at the free throw line. And Clemson has yet to attempt one. China Dow will have one here. Free throw, no good, off the rim. Rebound Raiders. Kaysen will bring it back outside. Back to China on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. And is checked off and fouled there by... Nope. Whose ball? Giving it back to Middle Tennessee, but no free throw, so it wasn't a foul. I don't know what it was, but the Raiders get it back. Out to Kaysen. Olivia Jones, cross court, China Dow. Back on the other side to Olivia, drops it. Galliard picks it up. Pass comes ahead to Lindsay coming down the near side. Lindsay guarded by Kaysen. Bounces it out front to Dunn into Petaway. Spins with a shot. Travels, and the ball will go to Middle Tennessee on the turnover with 2:53 to play. That's turnover number 12 for Clemson. Middle Tennessee has turned it over 8 times. Kaysen will bring it down. 2:45 remaining in the half as Kaysen works it across the line. Right side, China Dow. Cross court, it comes to Kiki. Inside, Ebony Rowe in the corner. Olivia Jones, pass to Ebony. Baseline shot good by Ebony Rowe. 32-18, and the Raiders have matched their largest lead at 14. Dixon, left wing, comes out to Petaway. Puts it on the floor. Starts in, comes back to Dixon. Dixon into the lane, flips the pass in the corner. Lindsay coming through for a shot that's no good. Follow-up is good. Petaway with the follow-up shot to make it 32-20, and the Raiders bring it down with a 12-point lead. Kaysen in front court. Left wing, China Dow. China takes a look. Bounces to Ebony Rowe, who pulls out high. Rowe on the right wing to Olivia Jones. Bad pass as intercepted by Galliard for Clemson. So the Raiders with a turnover. The ball will go to Dixon. Dixon comes left on the dribble. Pops an 18-footer and scores. Dixon with 10. Wants to regain her starting job. It's only her third start of the year. 32-22. Dixon, their leading scorer for each of the last 2 years. Ball to China Dow. Breaks down the baseline. In with a shot. And that may be a charge. It is on China Dow. That is her first. Checking in, Janae Brinkley for Olivia Jones. As the Tigers will have it in backcourt. Raiders leading it 32-22 with 1:24 remaining here in the first half at Little John Coliseum in Clemson, South Carolina. Lindsay comes to the left wing. Raiders stay man-to-man. Over to Dunn, who pushes it hard off the glass, and she will score. Chancey Dunn with her second basket to make it 32-24. Kaysen to bring it down. Guarded by Lindsay, over in front of the Clemson bench, around a screen from Kiki Stewart, out to Janae Brinkley, into Ebony Rowe, spins, shot no good, out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Clemson. Ebony got bumped twice, once from behind, once from the side, and no wonder she lost the ball out of bounds. Here is Lindsay in front court. Lindsay working outside. Flips it away. Dixon, cross-court pass in the corner to Galliard. Over to Dunn. Her shot up and off. No good. And Ebony Rowe the rebound. Shovels it over to Kaysen with 28 seconds left in the half. Raiders need to take advantage and score on this last possession. Ball inside to Ebony. Double-teamed. Back to Kiki Stewart. Back to Kaysen. Shanice penetrates to the foul line, in the lane, turns, fires the shot off balance and misses. And the ball out, saved by Petaway to Lindsay, to Dixon. She'll drive for a layup, took an extra step. No call, and Dixon on the follow-up scores as the first half comes to an end. Halftime at Little John Coliseum with a score, Middle Tennessee 32 and Clemson 26. So the Raiders will take a 6-point lead into the locker room at halftime after leading by as many as 14 a couple of occasions in the first half. Stay with us. Our halftime show coming up next as you listen to Middle Tennessee basketball, a presentation of Nelligan Sports here on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
Blue Raiders, are your finances taking too many hits? Let us send Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, get you back in the game. Ascend has low-rate credit cards, auto loans, mobile account access, and much more. Not an Ascend member? If you're an MTSU student or employee, you're eligible to join. Visit ascendfcu.org for more information.
When it comes to MTSU football, Murfreesboro comes to the Boulevard Bar and Grill. They are your headquarters for all Blue Raider games. With TVs everywhere you look, there's not a bad seat in the house. We carry all the sports packages so you can watch all your favorite teams each week. While you're there, make sure to join our Boulevard loyalty program and visit us on Monday nights from 7 to 10 for half-price menu items. So huddle up your team and come into the Boulevard Bar and Grill. We're at the corner of Main Street and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The Boulevard, where great food and great fun happen.
Hey, TOA!
What's that about?
TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Want to cook like a pro? Well, the secret to tender, juicy pork is simple. Cook to 145 degrees with a 3-minute rest. Top chefs and the USDA agree. It's easy to prepare delicious tenderloins, amazing roasts, and incredible pork chops. Just follow the pros and create 5-star flavor in your kitchen. Find out more at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Pork Producers Association.
Are you looking for an apartment? Whether you're just renewing your lease or you're looking for your very first place, make sure you check out The Grove before you do anything else. These brand new apartments come fully furnished with tons of cool amenities, and it's all real affordable. There's no security deposit necessary, utilities are included, and you get private bedrooms and bathrooms in every suite, walk-in closets in every room, and tons of cool events.
Hey, Blue Raiders, call 890-3321 or go online at gogrove.com to see all The Grove has to offer.
Master, I seek your wisdom to solve an enigma.
Speak, young one.
In the next few weeks, people will be arrested for drunk driving all over Tennessee. Yet, they will all be arrested in the same place. How can this be?
That place you speak of is the driver's seat, doofus.
You don't want to get busted for drunk driving? Don't drive drunk. Booze it and lose it. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back. We're at halftime in Clemson, South Carolina. Middle Tennessee leading the Clemson Lady Tigers 32-26. The Raiders have not trailed in the game, have led by as many as 14 points on two occasions, but Clemson, with a late rally in the final minute of the half, has cut it back to 6 at halftime. Raiders led 9-5 at the first media timeout, 15-7 at the 11:44 mark, 23-12 at the 6:56 mark, 30-18 at the 3:30 mark, and then did not score again in the final 3.5 minutes of the first half, while Clemson went on an 8-0 run to make it 32-26 at halftime. For the Raiders unofficially, Ebony Rowe 7 points, China Dow 7, Shanice Kaysen 6, Kiki Stewart 5, Lake and Leonard 4, Olivia Jones 3 for Clemson. Their leading scorer, Nikki Dixon, with 12 points. We'll check all of the halftime stats for you when we come with our Roscoe Brown Heating It Up stats. That'll be coming up right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
Hi, my name is Jason Spray. I'm the head strength coach at Middle Tennessee State University. I came to Dr. Dean maybe 2 years ago. I was having some shoulder problems and some trigger point areas. And when I came in, it was pretty much a frozen shoulder. Couldn't do much with it. Dr. Dean and his staff, through trigger point therapy, adjustments, and physical rehab, helped get me back on track and training the way I like to train.
Whether you need a chiropractor, physical therapy, massage therapy, or interested in the benefits of medical weight loss, contact TotalFamilyPhysicianCenter.com.
First Tennessee is proud to be the official provider of Blue Raider checking, and we want you to get in on the action. Visit FTB.com/Blue Raider today to get your premium Blue Raider debit card. You'll show your team pride every time you make a purchase, and it's easy to use. Get the debit card that's faster than checks and more convenient than cash, and show off your Blue Raider pride. So let's go Blue! An $8 issue fee applies to all premium debit cards. A qualifying checking account is required prior to ordering your Blue Raider debit card.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders?
My legs.
Joe Namath?
My style.
Jerry Rice?
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Tennessee Lottery. It's game-changing fun.
Today's game is brought to you by MTSUOnline.com. Fit your education around your life with courses from MTSU Online. Join the more than 6,000 MTSU students who currently take some or all of their classes online. And did you know that MTSU offers five different types of online courses? Online classes might be very different than you think. Find out more about online learning opportunities at MTSUOnline.com. MTSUOnline.com.
Guys, coaches don't base their draft picks only on player stats. They need to see the players in action. The same concept applies to diamonds. A diamond's lab certificate doesn't tell you if it has any sparkle. You need to see the diamond because diamonds with the same lab grade will have different amounts of sparkle depending on their cut and where the inclusions are located inside the diamond. At Shane Company, when we buy diamonds, they've already been sorted by lab grade, but when we select our stones, we handpick only those stones with the most sparkle from within each grade. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds by their grades alone without seeing whether or not they sparkle. That's why a Shane Company diamond sparkles more than any other jeweler's diamond with the same lab grade.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back in halftime at Little John Coliseum from the Ford of Murfreesboro Broadcast Center. Ford of Murfreesboro, the number one Ford volume dealer in Tennessee. On the web at FordofMurfreesboro.com. Time to see who's warming things up with our halftime stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life you can depend on, and Roscoe Brown is one of them. For Middle Tennessee, team shooting 9 of 21, 43%, 3 of 9 from three-point range, 11 of 15 at the free throw line. For Clemson, 12 of 29, 41%. 2 of 4 from three-point. They have not attempted a free throw. Rebounds, Middle Tennessee 17, Clemson 14. Turnovers, 12 for each team in this first half. So the Raiders' greatest ally in the first half has been Clemson's tendency to foul. They've been charged with 11, Middle Tennessee, only 5 personal fouls in the first half. Having seen this scenario over and over again, I think that tendency might turn around in the second half. You never know, but you need to be aware of that. So that's the Roscoe Brown Heating and Air first half stats. Raiders Ebony Rowe, 7 points, 7 rebounds. She has now scored over 2,000 points, only the third player in the history of Lady Raider basketball to go over 2,000 points, and is just a few points away from passing Priscilla Robinson, who is second on the list. Kim Webb, of course, the all-time leading scorer at Middle Tennessee. 7 points for China Dow to go with 4 rebounds. 6 points for Shanice Kaysen, all at the line. Kiki Stewart has 5. Olivia Jones, 3. And Lakin Leonard off the bench with 4. As the Lady Raiders come back out of the locker room with a 6-point lead. We'll be back. Second half action coming your way next from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store. With more name brands, the best selection, the best service, and the lowest prices guaranteed on all high-definition TVs from Sony, Samsung, Panasonic, Sharp, Toshiba, LG, and more. Follow all the Blue Raider action this season with an LG 42-inch high-definition TV for only $499. Plus, get free financing for 12 months on all HD TVs, $399 and up. Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
Thompson Services, hometown proud and a member of the BRAA.
The rules of the cookout are simple. Bring friends, bring the heat, and definitely bring the tender, juicy pork. Grill up some bacon-wrapped pork medallions, try pork chops with a basil garlic rub, or top a salad with Thai curry spice pork tenderloin and mango mint dressing. With pork, you know it'll be amazing, and the only rule is to have fun. Find your next great grilling idea at porkbeinspired.com. Brought to you by the Tennessee Pork Producers Association.
Ever notice why some people seem to never get sick, or why some people seem to age gracefully? The reason is a healthy lifestyle. Come visit us at Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop for all of your healthy needs. We have grocery items, vitamins, herbs, sandwich, deli, and juice bar. Sunshine has been in business for over 24 years and continues to serve the community with quality, healthy products. You name it, we have it at Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop at 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back. It's getting close to time to start this second half. Middle Tennessee leading 32-26 at intermission. The Blue Raiders are hoping the game goes their way. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter, Ketron, and East Law Firm located on the square in Murfreesboro or at mcelaw.com. Ascend Federal Credit Union is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the inaugural season in Conference USA. And today's game is being brought to you in part by Southern Breeze Home Design Center. They now have a showroom at the Avenue Murfreesboro featuring products for home remodeling, new construction, and insurance restoration products. SouthernBreezeHome.com. Now's your time to register for a free flat-screen TV and DirecTV for a year. Compliments of Intersource. Go to GoBlueRaiders.com for the contest rules, and you can register there. The winner will be selected at the men's basketball game against Rice on March the 1st. GoBlueRaiders.com. Get your name in the hat for that. As we go to the second half, second half of action brought to you by First Tennessee Bank. Proud to bring you Blue Raider checking. For more information, visit ftb.com/Blue Raider to get your premium Blue Raider debit card. First Tennessee Bank bringing you the second half of today's action. Raiders will play it in to start the second half. Olivia Jones into Kiki Stewart. Ty Petty starting the second half at point guard. Off to Lakin Leonard on the wing. Back to Jones. Deep on the right side. Around a screen in the corner to Petty. Breaks down the baseline. Opposite corner to Lakin Leonard. Drives the lane. Loses it. And picked up by Dunn for Clemson. Long pass comes ahead to Dixon. Dishes it back. And a shot baseline is good. And what do we got? Lakin Leonard on a foul before the shot. So it'll go out of bounds to Clemson. Raiders fortunate in that regard because the ball went in. Ball coming in to Lindsay, guarded by Petty. Petty did not see any action in the first half, starting the second half at point guard. Pass dumped inside to Petaway, misses. Petty picks up the loose ball in the front court to Lakin Leonard. Leonard feeds under to Ebony Rowe and knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Dixon. Clemson's done a pretty good job of giving Ebony Rowe a lot of company whenever she even appears that she's going to touch the ball. Inbounded to Jones and back to Petty, who'll bring it out front. Clemson playing zone here to start the second half. Over to Lakin Leonard, across to Kiki Stewart. Kiki back to Petty. Left wing, Olivia Jones. Ebony Rowe breaks down the baseline, feeds in the opposite corner to Lakin Leonard. Jumps and misses short off the rim. Rebound taken by Dunn. Dunn to Lindsay, long pass coming ahead. He'll flip it away for a long three that's short. And the ball saved by Lindsay, but she went out of bounds. And it will go to Middle Tennessee. Kaysen will check back in and Ty Petty out for the Raiders with 18:44 to play. Kaysen ahead to Olivia Jones, beating a two-man press in the backcourt. Lakin Leonard into Ebony Rowe, double team. Back it comes to Kaysen. Olivia from three, good. Olivia Jones with her second three, and the Raiders go up 35-26 with the first points of the second half. Lindsay coming to the right wing. Middle Tennessee by nine. Out front it goes to Petaway. Drives in the lane. Stops. Shoots over Kiki Stewart. No good. And Kiki will draw the foul, her first. That will send Petaway to the line. It'll be the first free throw attempt for Clemson in the game. With 18-14 to play. Petaway, a 6'3 senior. First one good. That's two. 70% foul shooter she is. 35-27. Second shot up and good. 35-28. Petaway with six. Raiders leading by seven. Kaysen out front. Olivia Jones back to Kaysen. Back to Olivia. Baseline left, Ebony Rowe. Out front, Kaysen. In the corner, Lakin Leonard launches a three there. Somebody got a hand on it. Rebound, Kiki Stewart, and she'll score. On the putback, Kiki Stewart makes it 37-28. Middle Tennessee back to a nine-point lead. Lindsay working outside for the Lady Tigers. Guarded by Kaysen. Stops, flips the pass across to Dixon. Starts to move on Olivia Jones. Can't get in. Comes back out. High screen from Dunn. Jones stays with her. They drop the pass into Petaway. Misses the shot. Rebound, Kiki Stewart. Gives it over to Kaysen. Raiders with a nine-point lead and the ball. Kaysen in front court. Comes back to the middle. Raiders going right to left now as we view it. Inside Ebony Rowe. Spins against the double team. Lays it up and scores. 39-28. Raiders back to a double-digit lead. Up by 11. Lindsay working out on the left wing. Kaysen guarding her. And Kaysen called for a block. It's her second foul. Third foul on the Raiders in the second half. None on Clemson. I think I mentioned at halftime that trend might be established here in the second half. Here's Clemson to inbound. It'll be Dunn to play it in. Chancey Dunn lobs it in to Jamison Myers, who's checked back in for Petaway. High post to Dixon, moving right, shovels it inside, ball lost, stolen by Kaysen. Kaysen got a 4-on-2. Kaysen fakes a pass to the corner, gives it to Olivia. In the corner, Lakin Leonard. 4-3, count that one. Lakin Leonard from three. And the Raiders lead 42-28. And for the third time in the game, Middle Tennessee opens a 14-point lead. We've got a timeout. This will be a full timeout with 16:35 to play. Middle Tennessee 42, Clemson 28. And Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
MT Dining is eating made easy. Need a quick snack between classes? Planning a reception for the spring? With more than 21 restaurants and complete catering services, MT Dining has a solution for you. Do you like Chick-fil-A? We have one at the Keithley University Center. Are you a fan of Popeyes or Dunkin' Donuts? We have one of each at the Student Union Building. The Blue Raider Grill offers burgers, sandwiches, salads, and appetizers in the Student Union Building food court. Don't miss this hidden jewel. Have an upcoming event or celebration? MT Classic Fair Catering will cater to you on or off campus. Visit mtdining.com for more information. Like us on Facebook for news, coupons, deals, and things you just really got to know. Facebook.com/MTSU Dining. MT Dining is eating made easy.
First Tennessee is proud to be the official provider of Blue Raider checking, and we want you to get in on the action. Visit FTB.com/Blue Raider today to get your premium Blue Raider debit card. You'll show your team pride every time you make a purchase, and it's easy to use. Get the debit card that's faster than checks and more convenient than cash, and show off your Blue Raider pride. So let's go Blue! An $8 issue fee applies to all premium debit cards. A qualifying checking account is required prior to ordering your Blue Raider debit card.
RJ Young has been a founding partner of the Tennessee Titans here at LP Field, now in our 15th year. Our football organization would not be as prepared for games week in and week out without the relationship that we have with RJ Young, with game planning, with all the different things that the team needs. RJ Young is there for your needs. They're there 24 hours a day. They're a relationship-driven company and one that we're very, very proud to have a long-term relationship with.
Hear more at rjyoung.com and make your work flow.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
We'll play it in. Raiders have extended their lead to 14 points here in the second half. All come in play to Gramlich and backcourt Lindsay. Lindsay across the line, guarded by Shanice Kaysen. Lakin Leonard, Kaysen, Olivia Jones, Ebony Rowe, and Kiki Stewart for the Raiders. Lindsay works to the right side on the dribble. Breaks in the lane, dumps it off. It's deflected by Kiki Stewart, taken by Olivia Jones. Loose ball, batted around, picked up by Dunn. Dunn feeds inside. Jamison Myers with a layup scores. 42-30. Raiders had what it looked like a sure steal there, turn into 2 points for the other team. In the corner, Olivia Jones for three, no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe back up to score. 44-30, Middle Tennessee. Ebony with 11 as Lindsay works it across the line. Deep on the right side. There's a whistle and a foul. Kiki Stewart called for pushing Jamison Myers. And on Kiki, that is foul number two. Media timeout, 15:30 to play here in the ballgame. And with timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 44, Clemson 30. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
Excuse me, is that your Diet Pepsi?
Sofia Vergara. Yeah, this is my Diet Pepsi. I love Diet Pepsi.
Do you love every sip?
Nothing is better than drinking a refreshing Diet Pepsi and just reveling in its crisp, delicious taste.
Well, you know what they say. If you love something, let it go. And if it comes back, it was meant to be.
So I should set this Diet Pepsi free and wait for it to come back. Then it'll be more delicious than ever. Would you hold my Diet Pepsi for me?
I'd love to.
Thank you. What happens now?
Go, get out of here. It can't come back to you if you're standing next to it.
Thanks, Sophia. I'll wait for you, Diet Pepsi!
The only thing better than an ice-cold Diet Pepsi is a free ice cold Diet Pepsi.
Love every sip at DietPepsi.com.
Ford of Murfreesboro is your one stop for your next vehicle. They have over 5,600 vehicles available, starting as low as $5,595. If you work all week and don't have time to shop for your next car on the weekday, don't worry. Ford of Murfreesboro is open all weekend long. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. We'll give you the best deal in town.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Check in for the Raiders for Kiki Stewart, who just picked up her second foul. Fouls are now four for Middle Tennessee, none for Clemson in the second half. The ball put in play to Jamison Myers, out front to Lindsay. Raiders by 14. Third 14-point lead we've had in the game. Have not been able to extend it out any further than that. Here's Dixon, guarded by Lake and Leonard. Works left on the dribble, comes dishing it off inside. Jamison Myers with a layup to score. And it is 44-32. Raiders by 12 as Kaysen brings it into front court. Works to Lake and Leonard on the right wing. Lake and holding it. Back out it comes to Ebony Rowe. Left side, Olivia Jones. Back to Ebony, puts it on the floor in the lane to Lauren March and can't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. Kiki Stewart checks back in for Lauren March. As Clemson will play it in backcourt, they will have Gramlich coming out. Petaway back in. Lindsay across the line. On the dribble, over to the right wing, comes outside to Petaway. To Dixon, puts it on the floor, guarded by Lake and Leonard. Dixon now over on the left wing, starts a drive. Pull-up jump shot, good, and she's fouled by Leonard. And Lakin will pick up foul number two. Dixon gets the basket and will go to the line. Dixon now with 14 points, 44-34. One shot for the 5'10 junior. Up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, tipped around, going to go out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Middle Tennessee. Raiders might have caught a break there. 14-26 to play. Middle Tennessee 44, Clemson 34. Now the ball inbounded, but apparently they didn't do it to the official's liking, so they'll do it again. Jones to Kaysen. Kaysen in front court. Works right wing to Lake and Leonard, into Ebony. Guarded by Jamison Myers, spins, stops, goes to the hoop with the left hand, no good. Rebound, Olivia Jones scores! Olivia Jones off the offensive boards, 46-34. Raiders back to a 12-point lead. Lindsay out front to Petaway, lob pass inside. Kiki Stewart wound up on the floor and is going to be called for a foul, I think. That is her third. Fouls are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Middle Tennessee. None for Clemson in the second half. I think I told you that was going to happen. Ball coming in to Dixon. Drives in the lane. Dishes off to Petaway. Fallaway shot no good. Rebound. Jamison Myers no good. Jones, Olivia, clears it out. Leaves the ball with Kaysen. Raiders leading 46-34. Kaysen to Lake and Leonard on the left wing. Inside Ebony Rowe, guarded by Jamison Myers. Spins to the hoop and scores. 48-34. Ebony has just moved into second place all time. Middle Tennessee scoring. There's a three out front, or was it a two? Jamison Myers, they call it a two. 48-36. Raiders working inside. Ebony Rowe off the glass scores again. 50-36. Clemson playing man-to-man, and the Raiders have been able to get the ball to Ebony on the last couple of possessions, and she has buried it in the nets. Here's Lindsay. Ball knocked free by Lake and Leonard. Picks up the loose ball. Into front court to Kaysen. Kaysen in with a layup. Lindsay fouled her. They had to call that one. And that is number two on Lindsay. First foul of the second half against Clemson. And Shanice will go to the line. Kaysen with all of her points from the free throw line, 6 out of 8 in the game. 12:52 to play. Free throw good. Lauren March back in for Kiki Stewart. 51-36. That'll extend the lead to 15 and the Raiders' biggest lead. Second shot off the front of the rim. Rebound taken by Petaway. So the Raiders lead it by 15 here with 12:46 to play. Out to Petaway. Petaway puts it on the floor. Backs into the lane. Stern turns with a hook. No good. Loose ball. Lake and Leonard comes up with a rebound. Works her way free of a potential held ball. And now we've got a... timeout taken by Middle Tennessee as Lakin was in danger of being tied up. So the Raiders took a timeout. We'll keep it here and tell you that Gold's Gym can help you get into the best shape of your life. Visit one of their two Murfreesboro locations off Old Ford Parkway and the new location out on Memorial Boulevard. 12:33 to play, 51-36 Middle Tennessee leading Clemson. Here on the Lady Tigers home court on a Sunday afternoon. Glad to have you with us wherever you may be listening. We'll have men's basketball to follow. Dwayne Hickey, Kyle Turnham, Middle Tennessee, and Maine. And we'll be getting you to that game pretty quickly after the end of this one. We'll have probably have time to talk with Coach Ensel on our post-game show and then get you quickly down to Chattanooga for the men's game. Out front, Lauren March looks in the lane, feeds to Olivia Jones. Bounce pass kicked away by Dixon. Goes all the way down where one of the Clemson cheerleaders will recover it. Nope. He designs not to pick it up, and a photographer will pick it up and toss it on about 6 bounces back to the official. So the Raiders will have it baseline. It'll be an out, just like an out-of-bounds play under the basket as Kaysen will put it in play. 15 on the shot clock. And it comes. Olivia Jones breaks it to the foul line. Feeds Lauren March for a layup, and she'll score. Lauren March from Olivia Jones. 53-36. And the Raiders' lead is now 17. Here's Lindsay across the timeline. Lindsay guarded by Kaysen. Flips out front to Petaway and a steal. Olivia Jones picks the loose ball up in the open court and is... shot blocked from behind by Dixon, but the Raiders will have possession as we have a media timeout with 11:56 to play. That was a beautiful steal by Olivia. Knocked it into the backcourt, chased it down, went for a layup, and Dixon caught up with her to block the shot. Timeout with a score, Middle Tennessee 53, Clemson 36. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
In Murfreesboro, contact agents Celeste Middleton and Mel Adams.
Hey, T-O-A.
What's that about?
T-O-A cheer.
T-O-A?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call T-O-A?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a T-O-A physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM/FM, online.
Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for the best car wash experience in town. Raiders inbound it to Ebony Rose, spins in the lane, comes back to Olivia Jones, breaks down the baseline, feeds it under to Lauren Mark, spins, turns, shot, no good, got her own rebound, put it up again with a left hand, rolled over the rim and came off with a nice offensive rebound, but the ball just wouldn't go down, and Clemson has it in front court. Petaway works to Lindsay on the right side. Lindsay guarded by Olivia Jones, breaks to the basket, double-teamed into Jamison Myers, who will score. 53-38. Raiders by 15 as Kaysen brings it into front court to Janae Brinkley, came in at that timeout. Out to Lauren March, open from three. She hits it. Lauren March with a three. Raiders are knocking them down from long range today. 56-38. Middle Tennessee out to an 18-point lead as Clemson works in the front court. Out front it comes to Petaway. Lob in to Jamison Myers. Back to Petaway. Loses the ball in the lane. Picks it up and then hits a little hook shot. 56-40. Raiders lead it by 16 as Kaysen will bring it down with 10:42 to play. Kaysen to Janae Brinkley, right wing. Bounce pass into Ebony Rowe, knocked out of bounds. So the Raiders will have it with an out-of-bounds play under their own basket. 10:36 to play. And it's coming in. Olivia Jones wide open on the out-of-bounds play will score. 58-40. This is Dixon across the line. Dixon working out on the right wing. Gives to Lindsay. Lindsay and Kaysen have been going head-to-head all afternoon. Lindsay on the dribble. Comes out front to Petaway. Back to Lindsay. She backs it up. Shot clock down to 10. Lindsay comes driving right. Down to the baseline. Can't get a shot. Feeds to Jamison Myers, who misses, and the ball out of bounds. And going to go to Clemson, I believe, as coming back in is Gramlich for Dixon. A fresh shot clock for Clemson as the clock was ticking down. Here's the out-of-bounds play. Dunn puts it in play to Jamison Myers. Out front to Lindsay. Janae Brinkley guarding her now. Penetrates. Shoots on the run. No good. Rebound Ebony Rowe. Fouled. It's going to be on Lindsay, and that's three on her. Rebound number nine for Ebony Rowe, getting close to another double-double. Kaysen in front court. Janae Brinkley on the right wing to Lauren March. They'll come out and guard her now. That leaves Ebony open, missed the shot, and the rebound to Gramlich. The Raiders had what they wanted. They came out to guard Lauren March, who had hit a three on her last attempt. That left Ebony open momentarily, but she missed the shot, and now Clemson in front court. Here's Lindsay, under 10 minutes to play. Lindsay just bouncing the ball outside, waiting for instructions. Out near the center line, running the shot clock down to six. Penetrates the lane, shoots on the run and misses. Rebound on the floor, loose, picked up by Clemson's Dunn. Dunn has it out front. Dunn comes over to the right wing, Janae Brinkley guarding her. Around a double screen, now over to the left side. Back to Lindsay. Shot clock down to 10. Lindsay coming left, pops a 15-footer and scores. Backed it in. 58-42, Middle Tennessee. Here's Shanice Kaysen to bring it down with 8.5 minutes to play in the game. To Janae Brinkley on the right wing. Out to Lauren March. Left side, Olivia Jones. Olivia out on the left wing. Feeds it across to Janae Brinkley. Breaks down the right baseline. Back in the corner. Shoots a three there and scores. Janae Brinkley from three. And for the Raiders, that is their sixth three-pointer of the game. 61-42. Media timeout with 8:14 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 61, Clemson 42. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
Guys, coaches don't base their draft picks only on player stats. They need to see the players in action. The same concept applies to diamonds. A Diamonds Lab certificate doesn't tell you if it has any sparkle. You need to see the diamond because diamonds with the same lab grade will have different amounts of sparkle depending on their cut and where the inclusions are located inside the diamond. At Shane Company, when we buy diamonds, they've already been sorted by lab grade, but when we select our stones, we handpick only those stones with the most sparkle from within each grade. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds by their grades alone without seeing whether or not they sparkle. That's why a Shane Company diamond sparkles more than any other jeweler's diamond with the same lab grade.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The Women's Final Four is headed to Nashville, Music City. This is your chance to witness all the fast-paced hoops up close, along with live concerts, basketball clinics, and free giveaways at the most exciting fan experience of the year. It's never too early to start planning. The 2014 NCAA Women's Final Four, April 6th and 8th at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. For ticket and event information, visit ncaa.com/womensfinalfour.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Middle Tennessee leading 61-42, 8:14 to play. We'll be naming our Ford Tough player of the game a little bit later. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all Ford makes and models. Clemson inbounds. Raiders are going to show some defensive pressure in the backcourt. Lindsay gets over the line, gets double teamed, gets it away to Gramlich, back to Lindsay. Lindsay out on the left side, guarded by Janae Brinkley. Comes around a double screen, breaks top of the key with a jumper and misses. Kaysen the rebound. Shanice Kaysen drifting in low to take that rebound, and the Raiders with a 19-point lead have it in front court. Here's Janae Brinkley. Janice Johnson is in the game for Lauren March. Out to her. Inside to Ebony Rowe, puts it on the floor, back to Kaysen, open from three. That one is no good. Rebound, Ebony, she'll bank it in to score. 63-42, I think Ebony's got a double-double now. 17 points, 10 rebounds. Here's Lindsay in front court. Raiders by 21, their largest lead. Down the baseline, shot no good by Gramlich. Janice Johnson the rebound to Olivia Jones. Jones out on the right wing to Kaysen, who was trailing the play. Back to Janae Brinkley, into J.J. Janice Johnson puts it on the floor, call for steps. The official said she hopped. Coach Ensel is shaking his head in the negative vein across the way. He didn't think so, and neither did I. Into Lindsay. Lindsay across to Jamison Myers, back to Gramlich. Left on the dribble, guarded by Olivia Jones, who sticks with her through a screen and over to Petaway, and she walked. That may have been a makeup call, as Dixon will come in for Gramlich for Clemson. Raiders have done an excellent job shutting Gramlich down. She had hit 8 3-pointers in a game earlier this season. Ball coming in to J.J. She'll lay it up and score. Janice Johnson with a basket. 65-42, and the lead goes to 23. Out front, Jamison Myers gives the ball to Dixon. Feeds it underneath. Jamison Myers lost it, picked it up. Back in the corner to Galliard, who had just come in. Out to Dixon. A little over 6 minutes left. Raiders by 23. Here's Lindsay out on the left side. Lindsay puts the ball on the floor, comes around that double pick. Back to the right wing, out front to Dixon. Ball fake in the circle, jumps 18 feet and scores. Dixon, 16 points. 65-44. Janae Brinkley on the left wing into JJ. Almost got away from her. Puts it on the floor, down to the baseline. And we've got a foul there on Jamison Myers. And that will be her fourth. Out of bounds to Middle Tennessee under the basket. Kaysen will inbound into JJ. Puts it on the floor, shoots a hook in the lane and scores. Janice Johnson, 2 for 2 since coming in, 67-44. Raiders again by 23. Here's Lindsay to walk it down. Lindsay works over to the right side. Mackenzie Sells getting ready to check in for the Raiders over in front of the scorer's table. Lindsay Dixon works around the screen from Petaway, gives it to her rolling off the screen with a little hook over JJ, and she'll score. Petaway now with 10, 67-46. And for the Raiders, Kaysen in front court. 4:55 to play. Left wing, Janae Brinkley. Out front, Ebony Rowe. One dribble in the right corner, Olivia Jones. Olivia pressed in the corner, gets it out front to JJ. Back to Jones. Olivia puts it on the floor. Drive for three. No good. High rebound. And JJ just snatches the ball away from a Clemson player. Misses the shot. Missed another one. Olivia puts it up, and she's fouled. Great work on the boards by Janice Johnson. Just ripped that ball out of the Clemson player's hand. And that is going to be all on Jamison Myers, who commits her fifth foul with 4:28 to play. Leaves the game with 10 points. Olivia Jones at the free throw line, shooting two, and the first one is good. 68-46. One more. Good. Hit them both. She's got 12. 69-46. 4:28 to play. Here's Lindsay to bring it down. Lindsay works to the right side. Backs up. Out front it goes to Dixon. Guarded by Ebony Rowe. Starts a drive in the lane. Dishes it off. Petaway with a shot. Scores. 69-48. As Kaysen will bring it down, Raiders by 21. Ball to Janae Brinkley on the right wing. Into JJ, down the baseline. Too far under to shoot. In the corner, Mackenzie Sells. Three in and out, no good. And the rebound to Petaway. Down to Lindsay. Lindsay coming to the left side. Kicks it across on the right for a three that's no good. Out front it comes to Dixon. Off the offensive boards. To Lindsay. Back out. Gramlich for three. No good. Rebound Petaway. She'll put it up. No good. And JJ finally clears the board. Clemson had three opportunities there and couldn't cash in. Kaysen in front court. 3:21 to play. Left wing, Janae Brinkley. Works it out front. Ebony Rowe. Works on the right wing to Mackenzie Sells. JJ rotates out front, takes the pass, back into Ebony Rowe. Back to Mackenzie, fires up a jumper, no good. Rebound taken by JJ down the baseline, but the shot clock has expired. That shot did not hit the rim, so ball goes over to Clemson. We've got our final media timeout. 3:01 remaining in the ball game. With timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 69 and Clemson 48. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
In Murfreesboro, it's Agent Trey Helton, and in Woodbury, Mitch Wilson.
Blue Raiders, are your finances taking too many hits? Let Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, get you back in the game. Ascend has low-rate credit cards, auto loans, mobile account access, and much more. Not an Ascend member? If you're an MTSU student or employee, you're eligible to join. Visit ascendfcu.org for more information.
Today's game is brought to you by MTSUOnline.com. Fit your education around your life with courses from MTSU Online. Join the more than 6,000 MTSU students who currently take some or all of their classes online. And did you know that MTSU offers 5 different types of online courses? Online classes might be very different than you think. Find out more about online learning opportunities at MTSUOnline.com. MTSUOnline.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Another double-double today for Ebony Rowe, our Mid-South Ford, built Ford Tough player of the game, 17 points, 10 rebounds for Ebony, and has passed Priscilla Robinson to go into second place all time for Middle Tennessee as far as scoring is concerned, and also leads in a lot of other categories, too numerous to mention right now. Here's Lindsay out front, guarded by Ty Petty, who's back in the game. Out front, the ball comes to Galliard. Kenzie Sells guarding her. Galliard, and that's a 5-second violation as she didn't get rid of the ball with pressure defense applied by Mackenzie Sells. So with 2:40 to play, the Raiders leading 69-48. Ty Petty in front court. Petty works left wing to Janae Brinkley. Tiana Porter's in the game now at post. She gets the pass, spins in the lane, and walks. And the ball will go to Clemson. Shai Copney, freshman out of Johnson City, will check in, along with China Dow, freshman. Also have Ty Petty, freshman. Mackenzie Sells and Tiana Porter, sophomores, in the game now for the Raiders with 2:24 to play. Lindsay in front court. Coach Rick Ensel has emptied his bench here with a 21-point lead. Out to Dixon. Works to the right side, down the baseline. Dixon up with a layup, scores, and is fouled. Copney picks up the foul, her first. Dixon to the line. 69-50. Nikki Dixon shoots one. We've got a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Ensel to talk a little defense with his young players who are on the floor right now. We will have our post-game show coming up following the contest, and I think we will have time to have a player interview. We weren't planning on that today, but all goals. Well, here in the last couple of minutes, should have time to get in a player interview as well as Coach Rick Ensel. At the line, Dixon shooting one, and that one's good. She's got 19, 69-51. Raiders lead it into front court, Ty Petty. Left wing, China Dow. Into Tiana Porter, double-teamed. Right corner, Mackenzie Sells. Out to Copney, into China, misses, got her own rebound, laid it up and scored, and she is fouled. And I believe that'll be Galliard with a foul. It is. China Dow off the offensive boards. The Raiders have had a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks in this game. 71-51 and one shot for the freshman China Dow at the line to our left. With 1:54 to play, it is good. She completes a three-point play. China with 10, 72-51 Raiders. Here's Lindsay in front court. Reminder, we'll have men's basketball after our postgame show today. We'll be going to Chattanooga, where Dwayne Hickey will have the Blue Raiders and Maine. Clemson has thrown it away, but they say it was touched last by Porter. Tigers, 14 on the shot clock with 1:07 to play. Here's Lindsay holding into, that's Gramlich back in there. Back out front to Lindsay. Lindsay starts into the lane at the foul line, twisting and turning. Shot blocked by Porter, taken by Petty. Down to Porter, running the floor for a layup, she'll score. Tiana Porter with the assist from Ty Petty makes it 74-51, and the Raiders back to a 23-point lead. This is Lindsay in front court, getting close to 1 minute left. Over to Dixon, moves right on the dribble, dishes it back to Lindsay. Lindsay on the dribble, works around to pick from Petaway, kicks it outside for three, and that one is no good. Rebound, going to be taken by Lindsay. Clemson maintains possession. We've got under 1 minute to play. Out front, there's a foul on Petty. It's one of those little hand checks. And that'll be free throws coming for Lindsay. One and one for Chelsea Lindsay with 44 seconds to play. Free throw, no good. Rebound Porter. Over to Copney, to Petty. Raiders bring it down, leading 74-51. Over to China Dow on the left wing. Kicked away by Galliard. Raiders play it inside front court. 34 seconds to play. Nope, it'll be played under the basket. Here's Petty. Looking, gets it out front to China Dow. Brings it to the foul line. Drops the pass off inside. Layup good by Copney. 76-51, a nice assist from China Dow, and the Raiders have their biggest lead, which is good to have with 23 seconds to play. Here's Lindsay working in front court. Clock down to 18. Lindsay on the dribble, comes left, flips it in the corner, stolen by Mackenzie Sells, out to Petty. Petty coming on a drive, will dish it off to Copney, and it's intercepted by Dixon. She'll bring it down, shoot at the buzzer and miss, and this ball game is over. Raiders win it by a score of 76-51 and improved to 10-3. That is nine straight wins for Middle Tennessee. And Clemson is now 7-6. Raiders lead the all-time series 3-1. Back with our post-game show following this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS. When it comes